Good morning and welcome. You're listening to News18.com's Daybreak. Hello and welcome, everybody. You are listening to News18's podcast, The Daybreak, with me, Zoya Mateen. Let's quickly have a look at some of the top stories for the day. Sad news is coming in from New Zealand, where a serious and evolving situation is occurring at the Christchurch with an active shooter who has opened fire at a mosque in the South Island city. While the police is said to be responding with its full capability to manage the situation, the risk environment remains extremely high. The local media said that there were multiple casualties at one mosque and said that another had been evacuated, and there were reports that the members of the Bangladeshi cricket team were also present at one site. Eyewitnesses have told Radio New Zealand that they heard shots fired and four people were lying on the ground with blood everywhere. While there is no official confirmation yet on the casualties, the New Zealand Herald said that at least one person has been killed. Meanwhile, a Bangladeshi cricket journalist, Mohammed Islam, said that the members of the Bangladeshi cricket team, who are due to play a test match in Christchurch tomorrow, escaped from the mosque while the active shooters were there. Now, this is a developing story and we will have more updates on this shortly, but for now, let's have a look at some of the other top stories for the day. With less than a month before the national elections, 21 opposition parties have approached the Supreme Court asking the electronic voting machines be made tinker-proof. A top court bench, which is going to be led by Chief Justice Ranjan Gogoi, would hear their petition today. Now, since the 2017 elections in which the BJP had a sweeping victory in Uttar Pradesh, the opposition has contended that the voting machines have been tinkered with at the behest of the ruling party. The petitioners want more safety norms and ideally strict standards for the EVM machines. They also want 50% of the VVPATs, which is the voter verified paper trail audit machines, to be tallied with the voting machines. The parties that went to court today includes the Congress, Chandrababu Naidu's Telugu Desam Party, Sharad Pawar's NCP, Arvind Kejriwal's Aam Aadmi Party, and the left parties, along with Samajwadi Party and BSP, which is headed by Mayawati. Now, Kejriwal, whose party fared dismally at the hustings in Punjab, had been one of the most vocal critics of the EVM machines. On the other hand, Mayawati and her party has called for a return to paper ballots. The Election Commission had sought the report of the Indian Statistical Institute on how many VVPAT slips per constituency can be counted and tallied with EVM machines. Now, political parties wanted 10 to 30% of the VVPAT slips to be counted. In a shocking incident, at least 6 people were killed and 32 were injured when a footover bridge near the Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj Terminus, the CSMT railway station in Mumbai, collapsed yesterday evening. The bridge collapse on the busy Dadabhai Nairoji Road was third in less than 18 months in the city. Now, the railways and the Birhan Mumbai Municipal Corporation traded charges over the incident. A central railway spokesperson said that the collapse portion did not connect the station but was in fact in the BMC area and is constructed and maintained by the civic authorities. The Shiv Sena, however, has put the onus of the blame on the central controlled railways. Meanwhile, the Chief Minister of Maharashtra, Devendra Fadnavis, has announced a probe and said that the guilty will be punished. He said that the bridge was audited last year and was found to be structurally sound. Meanwhile, Congress leader Milind Deora has held that the BJP and the Shiv Sena are both responsible for the collapse and demanded that the auditors who cleared the bridge be booked for murder. The Supreme Court yesterday said that the Right to Information Act had ushered a revolution on the concept of confidentiality of documents after the government asked it to dismiss the petition seeking a probe into the Rafale fighter jet deal on the grounds that national security supersedes everything. Chief Justice Ranjan Gogoi, however, pointed out that in cases of corruptions and human rights violation, the RTI Act may apply even for sensitive information in sensitive organizations. During the court proceedings, he said that according to you, these documents affect national security and courts should not interfere, but we have to consider it under the RTI Act. Now, the Supreme Court has reserved its order on whether it would examine the documents that the government says were stolen from the Ministry of Defense and should not be presented in court. Next up, the ruling Telugu Desam Party in Andhra Pradesh has released its first list of 126 candidates yesterday night for the upcoming Lok Sabha elections that are due by April 11th. Now, Chandrababu Naidu, who announced the list in the last night press conference, called it Mission 150 Plus, as the party aims to win at least 150 of the 175 seats in the assembly. The names of Naidu himself and his son Nara Lokesh have also figured in the list, and while Lokesh will contest from the Mangalagiri constituency of Amravati with a predominant backward class population, Naidu is set to contest from his native Chittoor district in Koppam for the seventh time. Now, a huge setback came Congress's way after its spokesperson Tom Wadakkan, who was once a key aide of UPA chairperson Sonia Gandhi, joined the BJP on Thursday and further attacked his former party for its stand on the Balakot airstrikes. The 61-year-old senior leader, who joined the Saffron Party in the presence of BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad, said that he was deeply hurt after the Congress questioned the integrity of the armed forces. He said that if a party is working against national interests, then there is no other option but to leave it. The BJP yesterday secured another leader, this time from the Trinamool Congress in West Bengal. It was the Bhatpara MLA Arjun Singh, who joined the BJP in the presence of senior leaders, including Kailash Vijayvargiya, in New Delhi on Thursday. Citing his disappointment over Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee's stand on the Balakot airstrikes once again, he said that when the entire country was speaking in one voice against Pakistan, she, that is Mamata Banerjee, was questioning the intention of the Prime Minister, which for him was very unfortunate. The Bhatpara MLA, who is popular in all seven constituents of Barakpur, had been denied the Barakpur ticket by the TMC chief, even though he had openly demanded for it. Right, with this, we come to an end of today's podcast, but we'll be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, please don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter, The Daybreak, at news18.com. Thank you for listening. I hope you all have a really good day.
Thank you for listening. Stay updated by visiting news18.com.